Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. Hey, mommy millionaires. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about leadership in this quick mommy millionaire minute. And I want to remind you that this podcast episode, this is the first time you've ever come here. We are meant to expand our mindset. And I'm going to be bringing you all the good stuff to help you do that in hopes that you will increase your income and increase your impact in this world. Okay. So we're talking about leadership. I've been in leadership for the last, 13 years of my life. Oh my gosh, actually 14. Wow. Okay, I'm getting old. And I've read so many leadership books. I went through a whole leadership training program with John Maxwell years ago. And what I found is the word leader is overused. And people think that, if somebody's in management or if somebody's in a position that's higher than them or if somebody makes more money than them, then they are considered a leader. And that's just not true. John Maxwell says, leadership is influence, nothing less, nothing more. And if you want to be a leader, you just have to learn how to influence people. And if you are having trouble with that, go back and listen to my episodes on ways to increase your influence. But today, one of my favorite books is Lead for God's Sake, and it's by Todd Gongwer. I listened to this years ago when I was first building a sales team, and I became obsessed with it, and I learned so many amazing principles about loving people is the best leadership, okay? So I'm actually going to read you a couple of my favorite quotes, and then I'm going to dissect them for you. First part. Leadership is one part influence and two parts responsibility. As people of influence, we must always take responsibility for our contribution to problems that arise around us. Ooh. So this is amazing because we're talking about, how do we influence people? It's by being the salt and the light of the world, right? It's by being different than everybody else out there. And it's not about going, how do I be different today? No, it's actually, how can I just be me today? When you focus in on showing up as you are supposed to be, you are so unique. You made it into this world against all odds and you're still here today. You have an amazing purpose. Do not try to be a watered-down version of somebody else because that will never work. You will never influence people. Maybe you will a tiny bit, but you will never greatly influence people if you are not being yourself. So I urge you, friends, I urge you, mommy millionaires, be you. Now, the next part of that is you got to take responsibility for the problems that are coming up around you, whether it's on your sales team, in your family. What responsibility can you take ownership of, right? Like, how are you showing up that make those problems exist? So this next excerpt is my favorite part of the entire book. It's a little bit long, but I challenge you to listen to this over and over again, just rewind it. And I would honestly pick up this book too, because it's all about teaching you using story form. So it's just teaching you about a coach and his student. And that's how it's a basketball team. It's a really cute story. Anyway, okay. In accepting our primary purpose for existence, to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love others as ourselves, we come to the realization that our leadership or our influence is a vital component of fulfilling our purpose here on this earth. This influence on others, when genuinely motivated by love, is essentially how God works through us. When we have truly grasped this truth about our purpose, we'll take on a sense of urgency in helping others find this truth too. We are called to leadership because we are called to influence others in the right ways and for the right reasons. Genuinely loving those God has placed in our life's path is the starting point of that influence. add to that a commitment to using every ability God has given us to be the best that we can be, regardless of what we do or where we are. And you have a recipe for leadership success. That is really what leading from the heart is all about. Living and leading from the heart as God designed it means our relationships are always central to our actually being the best that we can be. We can accomplish everything possible in this world, win every game we compete in, build the greatest business, or graduate with every degree imaginable. But at the end of the day, when the chips are called in, if we failed in the relationships God designed us for along the way, we never really became the best we could have been. Plain and simple. When I read this, I'm like, whoa, conviction. Because sometimes we think our priorities are better than God's priority. And the priority that he has is always to love people and to love people well. And sometimes loving people well is telling them the truth in compassion, right? And here's the thing. In order to influence people, we have to love them, right? And we want to share the message of them being love and loving others and encouraging others, all those things. The only way that we are going to share this message effectively is if we are the message, right? I mean, think about Jesus. He showed up as the best leader because all he did was love everybody around him. Okay. He wasn't judging. He sat with the quote unquote sinners, right? Be a person who loves others, you guys, and be a person who strives to be the best that they can be while loving others too. That, you guys, that is real excellence. So as you guys are out there, you know, wanting to motivate people, remember, you motivate them by showing up and doing and influencing people the way you were called to influence them, which is being love, right? You're never going to inspire people or motivate people to take action if you're just talking words at them. You have to be the message that you want to see in the world, right? Show up as that person. Your words mean nothing without the actions and the character that you show up in every single day. I really hope you loved this Mommy Millionaire Minute. I'm off to take Cooper to hockey practice. And I want you to know that if you're like, gosh, I don't even know which leadership I'm in position of, you're first of all in leadership over your children, right? You're influencing them every single day. How can you show them more love? Be love. Don't just say, I love you. Show them what love is. All right. So I want to remind all of you guys that the Mommy Millionaire Mastermind is still open for enrollment. Okay. It's closing soon. And I am looking, I'm being very specific about who's joining the group. You have to be making at least six figures. You have to want to impact the world. And you have to be willing to collaborate with everybody in the group to really get the most juice out of this mastermind. It's going to be so fun. We have three events that will knock your socks off. And they're very small, intimate events where you are going to grow spiritually and in your business. Okay. So I can't wait. Maybe you are the perfect person for the mastermind. So head over to mommymillionaire.co/mastermind and fill out an application. If you guys love this episode, send it out to some friends. I appreciate it. Bye guys.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.